Brother Sister Podcast Time.
Hello, brothers. Hello, sisters.
We got another special episode for you.
Soups special.
Sis.
Yeah, bro.
So I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about how, like, you know, back in the day, bathrooms used to be a lot more communal, you know? And, you know, you used to, like, everyone in the, you know, in the bathroom used to, you know, share the same sponge to rub their ass, to clean their ass with. You know, this is before toilet paper. So you just have, like, you know, a sponge and a bucket, and everyone just sort of, like, scrubs their ass from the communal sponge.
So are you trying to tell me you don't do that? Like, I thought that was normal.
No, everyone gets their own sponge in. It's actually, my house is a BYOS.
BYO sponge.
We're very low. We're very low waste in this household.
Do you have two separate buckets, like one for each of you, or are your sponges co-mingling in the same bucket?
Same bucket.
Whoa. All right. Whoa.
Same bucket, but BYOS. But the other thing that really appealed to me was that, like, you know, they were like the stalls had like only like little walls. So while you were like squatting there, you can like chat with the person next to you, you know?
Oh my gosh, that is so nice. Honestly,
so much more friendly.
That's what bathrooms are missing, is like more talking to strangers. You know what I mean?
Or just conversing with your neighbor.
Yeah. Although in women's bathrooms, like if you ever go to a bar or a nightclub, like I don't know, women just literally go in there to talk.
But they're going in there to talk with each other. They're not like going in there to talk with strangers.
Yeah, they are. Like strangers are always like, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Let's like totally hang out."
And then do they you know, I hear you're struggling in there. You should maybe get more fiber in your diet. or, you know, do they have like little, you know, are you really sharing? Is it really communal?
Totally. They're like, here, share my laxatives. And, you know, like people are like super friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So maybe women's bathrooms is what we should all aspire for in society.
Honestly,
more, well, no, specifically nightclub bathrooms, you said.
Yes, yeah, like bar, nightclub.
So why can't the rest of the world replicate that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's men. Men are always the problem.
Oh, yeah, totally. We never talk to each other. I haven't had a conversation with a man in years, probably.
I've never spoken to a man before.
I don't know their language, you know?
Yeah, it's true. You can't be like, "Oh my God, I love your shoes."
I think it's a lot of grunting and sports references.
Why are men grunting in the bathroom?
just goes out easier, you know?
Oh, you know? Totally.
Tough one.
Oh my God.
If the audience was ever wondering what I sound like in the bathroom, it's that.
It's grunting. Yeah, okay, cool.
Or like, you know, you're just having a conversation about the sports ball, and you're like, "How's that baseball hitter?" And you're like, "Yeah."
Well, yeah, and I mean, now I bet like those conversations are non-existent because there's just sports
now they just grunt at each other. It's like, you know what? Do you think the esports people are the same, or they're maybe like, it's more nasally and whiny sounding? And I think the Bulbasaur is actually stronger. It's like a water type Pokemon. I mean, I'm trying to make fun of gamers, but like I am a gamer, so
I know.
I'm just doing myself, you know.
Yeah, well, it's fair. are you still playing Red Dawn, Dawn Dead?
No, I played that. This is not going to make an interesting conversation, but I bought that, you know, I got that system for free, right, with the
board.
And yeah, I played it you know, while I was visiting you. I heaved that thing all the way back to China. I played maybe once or twice in my Chinese apartment and then never touched the system again. I brought it back to Montreal. I never even set it up here. And I recently sold it. All right, brothers and sisters. The sister has decided this segment is called Internet.
No,
so for this week on Internet. For this week on Internet, I want to talk to you about the Wikipedia article for List of Genetic Hybrids.
Ooh.
So this is a great article. So, Margo, okay, my favorite one is, okay, so first of all, have you heard of, do you know what genetic hybrids are?
No, no idea.
Okay.
Is it like a liger? Like a lion and a tiger makes a liger?
A liger is actually real. Is a real thing.
I know.
I didn't actually know that, to be honest.
I didn't either until watching Tiger King, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you learned?
Yeah, because I thought it was like a made-up thing, like in Napoleon Dynamite. Like, I thought it was made up until like last week.
Okay. So not only are there ligers, but there are tie-ins. There are tie-ins.
What's a tie-in?
There's also here we go. Okay. So Margo.
Yeah.
A liger, but a tigon. There is there is not only a jagger, which is a jaguar and a tigress.
Whoa.
There is a which is a jaguarus. No, sorry. There's a
what?
There's a jaguar and a tiguar.
Whoa.
There is a
who comes up with these names?
Okay, wait, what? So there's a tigon, a tiguar, and a tigard, which is a tiger leopard. There is a liguar, and a lipard. There is a jagger, a jaglion, and a jagupard. There is a leopard, and a liguar.
Okay, like this is like children made up these names. Like children are just sitting there, they like couldn't say the real word. And so they're just like, a ligulod.
Okay, so the tiger the cat family is pretty great, but there's also the horse family. So of a donkey, but have you heard of a zonkey?
Oh my god, a zebra donkey.
Zebra donkey.
Zonkey. Oh, that sounds so cute.
There is also a. They're apparently also known as a zabonki, a zabronki, a zabrula, a zabrass, a zedonk, and a zebedonk. Those are apparently the same thing.
A zebedonk.
A zebedonk.
My God.
Names
I want you to refer hybrid. To me now as a zebedonk.
A zebedonk?
Yeah.
Word
of the week. Zebedonk.
So the only other interesting one really there's like Henny, which is like Henny is a donkey horse. I think that's the opposite of a zonkey, where you switch the a female horse and a male donkey is a mule, and then a female donkey and a male horse is a henny. Right.
Zebedonk.
So the other animal that likes to fuck is the yak. The yak, you can get a whole bunch of crazy yak hybrids. So there's like the dzo or the yakow is the cow yak hybrid. There's also there's also a beefalo, which is a bison cow. I guess maybe the cow likes to fuck also, because there's also the zubron, which is a European bison and a cow. And then there's the yakalo, which is the bison yak.
Oh my, what is even happening? I'm so boggled.
I know, right? Aren't these, there's also a geep or a shote, which is a goat-sheep hybrid.
Oh, that would be so cute.
a zout. No, wait, what did I say even? A geep? A geep or a shout? There are tons of other hybrids in the animal world, but I think those are the best ones because they have the best names.
Zibidonk.
Zibidonk.
Sister
Zibidonk.
Sister Zibidonk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's also like bear ones.
Yeah, bears are lame.
Bears are lame?
Well, yeah.
But they don't have, like, nice names. Like, they don't have names like the Zonky and the Zebedonk.
Right. It's probably just, like, Grizzle Bear. I don't know.
Yeah. So, that's been internet for today.
Internet.
Yo, sis?
Yep, bro.
I got a smell.
Ooh, what kind of smell? A smell of the week smell?
The smell of the week. My smell of the week is vinegar.
Ooh, yummy.
I'm a big fan of vinegar.
Like, what kind of vinegar? White vinegar? Malt vinegar? Apple cider vinegar?
I think I just like the smell of vinegar, all the vinegars. I think it's like a vinegary smell. I don't know. Okay, to be honest, I don't know the answer to your question. I just like vinegar. That smell of the gur.
Yeah, you know what? I do too.
It's like a little harsh. It's kind of like it reminds me a little bit of like mustard a little bit. You know, it's got a kind of a harsh.
Yeah. That's true.
I was eating dumplings last night for dinner and you know, they sent the fixins along with it. So I got the soy sauce, I got the vinegar, and I got the chili sauce.
Ooh, and nice.
Vinegar, so good.
Isn't that like red kind of vinegar?
Yeah, it's like definitely it's a dark vinegar.
Like a pinky vinegar. I really like that one.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. No, this was a dark vinegar. It was indistinguishable visually from the soy sauce. And so we had to give it a sniff test. And,
oh yeah, that one.
The good thing about the vinegar is that it sniff tests that real good.
Oh, yum. Yeah, that one, I know that one too. But see, that's the thing. It's like, I don't even know which kinds those are. But yeah, man, vinegar is so delightful. And the best hot sauces are very vinegary. Like, I like Frank's Red Hot Sauce because it's like spicy, but it's like vinegary. Mm. So good.
Do you have a smell, sister?
Do I have a smell? Well, my smell. I'm gonna say it's the bowl of chocolates I have on my bedside table. I went to the grocery store and I bought up all like the discounted Easter chocolates, obviously.
I want that.
And I have like I have a bowl of like Oreo little eggs and then like just all of like these like chocolate eggs. And the smell of them is like just like a nice sweet smell. So before I go to bed, I'm just like, and then I go to bed.
How long until I wake up in the morning?
What?
How long until you eat them all?
Oh my god, I think it actually might take me a while because it's like I think there was four packages of chocolate that I put in the bowl. So there's quite a bit. But it's a nice smell to go to bed to and to wake up to. It's just like a nice, sweet, chocolatey smell.
Mm. All right, sis, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, brah, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everyone. That was super delightful. I even think that some of you are just feeling like you want to help out the pod, so you can rate us 5 stars.
Do we have any reviews?
We have a one 5-star review.
Oh, really? On iTunes?
It was from the really lovely person that sent us a picture of nipple cheese.
Oh, we have our nipple cheese listener.
Yeah, our nipple cheese listener.
Is the nipple cheese listener like, are they better than our Filipino listener?
Ooh, wow. Our Turkish Filipino listener.
Our Turkish Filipino listener, like,
See, the thing is, it's like, I do know that the Nipple Cheese listener has listened to every episode, and I don't know if our Turkish Filipino has, but they were our OG listener. Do you know what
I mean?
They
were there they're our day one.
I know. So I don't know.
We can't forget our day one, even if they're not the best, you know?
Yeah. Well, they were moving, you know? They were moving from Turkey to the Philippines. So, you know,
they needed something for the plane ride, probably.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, so we can't get mad at them for moving and maybe not being able to listen to our episodes all the time. So I still think the Turkish Filipino dude or lady or non-gendered person, I think that one's still the best.
Now, so I'm looking at the reviews. It is true that we do have a 5-star review, but the reviewer didn't write anything. So they rated us 5 stars, but they didn't compliment us on our great voices. They didn't.
Right.
They didn't say, you know, I imagine you must be so good looking.
Right.
How do you deal
or like,
with that?
You guys are funny.
I was laughing out loud. I couldn't control it. I had to go to the doctor. Everyone was staring at me.
I had to go to the doctor.
They didn't write any of that.
Don't do the best review. 5 stars. I had to go to the doctor.
Thank you, Nipple Cheese, for the cheese and the nipples. Thank you for the review. We appreciate what you've done. All you other listeners, you guys need to step up your game.
Yeah.
You guys need to send in your pics of your nips and your cheese.
Yeah.
You got to tell us what it smells like, both the nips and the cheese.
Ooh,
you got to
go
onto the Apple Podcasts app. And search us out and review us and give us 5 stars and write a little something nice if you feel like it.
Also, follow us on Instagram, honestly. Come on now. Yeah. Instagram.
It's so litty.
It's so litty. You got to post more, though.
All right.
You got to get those Photoshop skills, you know, primo.
Yeah. I was working on my Photoshopping the other day, and something completely unrelated, but you know, I'm an amateur, I'm a noob for sure, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, totes. All right, peace out, y'all.
Peace out, fam.
Yeah, fam, because they're our brothers and our sisters, they are our fam.
Yay!